Go-go music is the sound of Washington, D.C. It's good for dancing and building community. And as WAMU's Michaela LaFrac reports, one neuroscience researcher says go-go is also good for the brain.
Jessica Phillips Silver loves music, but she doesn't just pop on some headphones and listen to her favorite artists like most of us do. She has a PhD in musical neuroscience, and she spent years researching how rhythm spurs brain development in babies and children. She even taught classes on it at Georgetown University.
Rhythm is an extremely important stimulus to the human animal, and the first rhythm is the heartbeat.
Scientific research shows how listening to complex rhythms, called polyrhythms, can accelerate brain development and even improve long-term memory. Last year, Phillips Silver decided she wanted to share this message directly with kids. So she decided to write a musical that kids could see around the city.
So here I am in DC wanting to write a show about the musical brain, and I need to represent polyrhythms. So what music am I going to choose? I'm going to choose go-go.
Her first step was reaching out to local musicians and storytellers who knew the history of go-go much better than she did. Go-go is the music of Black Washington, and Phillips Silver is white and not a DC native.
Go-go is not my story to tell. It never was my intention to pretend to be telling the story of go-go. That's not what this show is.
Her first call was to Dante Pope, a professional musician and her kid's music teacher. He moved from Chicago to D.C. more than a decade ago and played with the go-go group Black Alley for years.
Jessica and I got together. I had to be honest with her. I'm like, you know, I'm not from here. You're not from here. I predominantly play jazz, soul, R&B. And then, you know, it's not new that you're white. So we are going to get people that are going to have a lot of questions.
They kept adding to their group, focusing on longtime go-go and world musicians. Sylvia Suma, the founder of DC's Koyaba West African Dance Theater, plays the role of Mother Dance in the musical. Then there's Maryland native Kennard Cherry on bass, and Amadou Koyate, a descendant of a long line of West African musicians and oral historians. The team kept expanding, and they started putting together music like this.
I know that's right. Come on, let's slap them pancakes.
While go-go is a sound, it's in a sound that's an amalgamation of different cultures. It's literally bringing what you get from the church, that spirit. It's bringing a little bit of hip-hop where you have some rhyming. And so it's bigger than just a feel-good party.
The musical they created premieres online this Saturday. In it, Mother Dance explains how rhythms started in Africa. Father Rhythm, portrayed by Pope, shows how those sounds moved through Latin America and the Caribbean. They influenced American rock, pop, and funk, and eventually became go-go in D.C. Jessica Phillips Silver plays the role of the curious scientist. She asks the musicians questions and tells them what she knows about how rhythm shapes the brain.
That to me is the most important message here, is that we tell children through the music, you are very powerful, and it's because you know how to listen. You know how to find your own rhythm.
So listen.
Of course, this being COVID times, Washingtonians can't take their kids to see the show on a local stage. Instead, they can live stream the premiere for free on Saturday and stick around to chat with the cast after the show. An album based on the musical will be released early next year. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.
Rhythm grows your brain. Rhythm grows your brain.
Your brain.